Good evening. This is Ted Koppel. Welcome to Nightline. Tonight, we'll try to separate fact from fiction about the old rumors that ABC had planned to replace Nightline with the Dave Letterman show. After months of intensive investigation, we've determined that the risks of Nightline being replaced by the Letterman show have all but vanished. In furtherance of our policy of reporting both sides of such issues, I've prepared the following supplemental report. And now, to Nightline's friends, I'm glad to say it won't be curtains. That clown, whose name is Dave, won't steal my show. It's finally certain. I've shot a lot of bull since Khomeini claimed he was Yahweh. They dare not tell Koppel to hit the highway. Faux pas I've made a few, but then again, no more than Jennings. I flubbed a line or two, but muddled through by condescending. I planned each show, of course, each frightened guest for Nightline Airways and guests. I always forced to answer my way. Though there were times, I'm sure you knew, they cut me off when I miscues. But unlike Dan, I didn't pout, I didn't fuss, or walk right out. So after all, when ratings fall, they wouldn't hire Dave. But if my ratings die, if Jay or Dave, they still are viewing, perhaps I'll have to try some naked news to get them viewing. And yes, I'd stoop to that. I'd show my bod, not in a shy way, for sure. The babes would clap to see me sideways. A naked news host shows what he's got to show his all by hiding naught. So viewer babes will surely feel like teenage girls who love to squeal. They'll mail the show to let me know. They'll do